The next part of the intensity section is obtaining more detail about these suicidal thoughts. We start off with frequency, duration, and controllability. And the nice thing is it reminds us that we should be asking about the most severe time he or she felt the most suicidal. And then it defines what each of these items are. So for example, frequency, how many times have you had these thoughts? So it gives us those sample questions again. Duration, when you have the thoughts, how long do they last? And controllability, could or can you stop thinking about killing yourself or wanting to die if you want to? And this is where that clinical value comes into play. This is very important information to have. If someone's unable to control those thoughts, that speaks to higher severity than someone who might be able to control those thoughts. The other nice thing about this intensity section is we start to add up the scores here. Depending on where the client or consumer reports on that severity scale here from 1 to 5, or that rating scale. And continuing on to the next slide, you continue adding it up and it'll give you a final ideation score, which I'll talk about in more detail in the next slide.